stop. You better get it pretty, baby. Get it while the getting is hot. Having a Detroit party.
Detroit blues party.
Detroit party.
Detroit blues party.
Having a Detroit party.
All right, we're going to play a little bit of Passalacqua called Bridge Card Hustle, recorded live on the Motor Jaunt Live last week. They're going to be part of the event at Theater Bazaar Saturday night. Let's give it a listen. We're almost ready to go live.
Discuss new shit that you're trying to pursue. I flung this Miss W. I was got to blink and whether or not I'm in trouble. Yo, but the fact that you would even consider to come to my car like that, hey, you're aiming at my jugular.
The lawless Washington don't terminate my funds. I'm having too much fun.
Okay.
That sounds I'll never come.
Right,
gotta
right.
Get my nails done. Gotta
right,
get my
right.
Coke and rum.
Gotta get my.
It's not my problem that you can't see the truth.
National capital wanna claim me. Wedding Miss Washington, gotta pay me. Give me money so my girl don't gotta strip like copper thieves. All she wanna do is confess and shopping sprees. Knock some knees, brush the shoulders of the highest villain. Subpoena Grigio and penicillin.
It's all philosophy.
Socrates and Sappho. Just enough money left to dress up and press out of afro. Cash flow run longer than the Euphrates. Been benefiting since the mid 80s. You see her daddy was a neighborhood. Knocked the mama up and then the mama got lazy and the baby grew up on state assistant healthcare, welfare, food stamps and all she know. And for us to cuddle up, then I had to double up. So I apply to when my money's hardly low. Yo, I really ain't kill nobody, ain't no crime. But if I get denied one more time, I'm afraid she'll leave and use the same card that she get over the lid to get over the bridge.
The lawless Washington don't terminate my funds. I'm having too much fun.
Okay.
That sounds I'll never come.
Right,
gotta
right.
Get my nails done. Gotta
right,
get my
right.
Coke and rum.
Gotta get my.
It's not my.
Lisa Stocking on the vocals.
That was recorded live here last Thursday. You can check it out on the podcast. Passalacqua was the band. We were actually promoting it as having two different bands, Passalacqua, the first half hour, and then the Ashleys. But what we actually got was the Ashleys backing Passalacqua. So it was a rare and interesting show. And they're going to be playing at Theater Bazaar Saturday night. You can check that out. As you can check it out as a podcast here at the WHFR website. You can also check out almost 250 live performances recorded in Studio J, done on the live drive at 5 here on WHFR. Let's stay together a little bit while from the Groove Council, who have a show at Chili's out in Clinton Township. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to bring down the Style Council, and we are going to bring up the studio, and we are rolling. Are you ready to go, Mr. White?
We are right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today with the Hit Society. Are you there, fellers?
We're doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
All right. You're on the mic. Vic, what are you guys going to start off with today?
We're going to start off with a song called Hey Hey. It's just a Josh Woodcock original.
Yeah.
The Hit Society, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. In fact, guys and gals, would you like to introduce the band?
Yeah, sure. Let's introduce everybody. Today, we have with us for the first time at this station, Brianne Chavis playing bass with us.
Hey, everyone. How you doing?
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Right on. We have Joshua Woodcock playing guitar.
What's up?
The rhythm guitar. Mm-hmm. And then Matthew Living Good is back there playing the drums for us today.
Hey, y'all.
All right.
He's got a hat on this time instead of tape around his headphones.
Duct tape.
And my name is Kurt. I am singing for you, and I'm also playing a little guitar as well.
All right. Okay. And he's got long blonde hair, and he's jumping up and down and having a fine, fine time here.
I never rocked so hard in my life.
Oh, he does rock hard. What more can I say? In fact, how hard can you guys rock today?
Pretty hard. We're feeling it from last night. We did a really cool show last night over at Woodruff's in Ypsilanti. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the rock's still flowing.
But I think we still got something left for you.
So we're rocking around a 7, I think, today.
I think so.
All right. In fact, who was playing with you at Woodruff's last night?
Raptura.
Yeah, a band called
Raptura. And Jim Cherwick was playing. He's in a band called Congress as well. Real good band.
Yeah, okay. They're really good. You should check them out.
Oh, it's always a cool place, but right now it's all about you guys. What are you going to have next for us?
A couple more songs, if you're all right with that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, let's do it. Try to hear me. Yeah.
come on. Got a way, found a way.
Hit Society. In fact, I got a question. Where did the name Hit Society come from?
Well, it came from back when we were trying to think about band names. and I was on a plane, and that was like about the only thing that I had going on at the time. And I was like, this one kind of sounds good. And then everybody else liked it. So that's really it.
All right. Well, how long has the Hit Society been together now?
I'd say about a year, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah, about a year. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I see you've got all kinds of shows coming up.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun coming up for you guys, especially if you're around the local Detroit scene. Josh, you want to tell them about what we got going on soon?
Well, is Lee there? He's got the paper.
Okay.
Oh, we got it. I can tell you about a real good one next week.
All right, Brianna.
Yeah, my birthday is next week, the 23rd, so we have a show the 24th at the Loving Touch in Ferndale.
Whoa.
Wow, and you're going to be playing there with Patrick Davey and the Ghosts?
Yes, we are.
All right.
So you guys should all come out
and Super
to listen
Bomb
to
as well.
Super
right.
Bomb is on the list, yep. Yeah, too, and it's going to be a birthday party celebration?
Yep, it's going right. to be my last year in my 20s, so everyone Woo. Better be there.
All right.
Yeah, it's a free show, so there's no excuses.
It's going to be a really good time.
Next Wednesday.
And what time does that start up?
I believe 9 o'clock or doors.
Okay. Well, good. They can people.
Yeah,
can
we're headlining, so we go on a little bit later for those that work. Don't worry. You won't miss us.
And you got a show coming up this weekend, too, don't you?
Oh, yes. We are playing at PJ's Logger House. We're doing their Halloween show, and we're playing as The Pixies with Laura Mendoza from White Shag.
Whoa.
Is going to be backing us up with playing with us on the bass.
Little
She's
Pixies
Kim Deal
night.
For the night.
All right. Well, that sounds cool. Those shows are always real cool. So, and then you've got, the week after that, I think. You got one or 2 weeks after that on November 3rd.
Yeah, we're going to be at Lager House again on the 3rd. And that's going to be a really awesome show.
Yeah, okay. I think they got Citizen Smile and Running with Lions is going to be playing with you.
Yeah.
That's correct. That is going to be another party. You definitely don't want to miss it.
I think that Citizen Smile is, like, only original show that they're playing over, like, quite a long period. They just finished up their album, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
In the studio,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
All right.
And that'll be Saturday, November 3rd at the Lager House.
That is correct.
Okay, speaking of the Lager House show you're doing Saturday night, you're going to be playing as the Pixies. I see on your Facebook page that that's one of your influences.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of exciting. Are you going to give us a sneak peek of any of that today?
You want to do that one next?
Yeah, we can do a Pixies song.
Oh, I didn't mean just change up the schedule.
We're talking about we might as well play them.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to play
Margaret
tonight.
For you, anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
We just love you guys so much.
What song are you going to do?
It's a song called UMass. We actually did this at a house party in Ann Arbor a couple of weekends ago, and it was kind of a hit. So
yeah, we did UMich instead, though, so that went over well.
University of Michigan.
Okay, you could hear this Saturday night at the Lager House.
Yes, sir.
Sleepy West. Elwood East and the pioneers, let us sit still. We got ideas. See what's at stake. Like capital S, like communists, like lots of things you heard about. And redneck girls, they got tech and stupid stuff that makes us shout. Oh, dance with me. Oh, don't be shy. Oh, kiss me, babe. Oh, kiss me, yeah. Oh, kiss the world. Oh, let it ride. From the egg of a birth to the maybes. Oh, maybe. It's educational. It's educational. It's educational. It's educational. It's educational. Educational. It's educational. It's educational.
University of Massachusetts.
Well, here's the last 5. That's educational. That's educational. That's educational. That's educational.
You can catch more of the Hit Society as the Pixies this Saturday night at the Lager House for their Keepy Creepy Halloween show. Woo!
All right. Now, when we started, you did Hey Hey, and you said that Josh Woodcock had written that. That was an original. Yeah. Are most of the songs that you do originals, and do you write them as a group, or is one person responsible?
Josh wrote that one. I'd say we all kind of contribute in different ways. I'd say I usually bring what it is to the table, and then from there we pick it apart a little bit. But yeah, it's pretty much how it goes.
So it is. They are band songs.
They are band songs. We do have like 2 covers. Is it okay if we do like 1 more?
Oh yeah.
Sure.
You could do.
Might as well get the cover.
Do another cover.
Yeah, we're just gonna do 1 more cover just because we're feeling fun. this one goes out to. Our friend Kevin Perry from the Junk Monkeys, who's listening to us right now. Hi, Kevin. We love you.
Hey, Kevin.
This song is called So American. It's like one of our favorite songs, like ever. And they kind of gave us permission to cover it. They did this. It's a cover of. It's actually a Mutants song.
Yeah,
and they made it pretty popular as well in their own right. So we do it the way the Junk Monkeys did it. So Or at least we like to think we do. So this is so American.
American, I'm true, yeah, I'm a boss, yeah, I'm so American. I'm not gonna try and tell you why I feel this way, but I'm so glad that I'm an American, cool American guy, yeah. Rock, yeah, I'm so American. Case of American. Could be in Detroit or in LA. I'll be okay. Well, I'm so glad that I'm a cool American guy. Ups and downs are so American.
And they are Detroit so classic. American. But the question I have for you.
Brianne's a quarter Indian.
Oh,
quarter
well, Indian then you're real American.
She's the truth.
Kurt's just a pretendian.
All right.
I like to pretend.
Well, you all have an amazing background in travel. It looks like everybody, well, Brianna, you lived in Japan for 3 years or on and off?
Well, I was living on and off. I was playing in a band there for the past 3 years, so I'd live there and come back.
In fact, what band were you playing in there?
I was playing in a band called Hia, Happy Ever After, and then I was also helping a girls rock band called Pierce.
Oh, how did you possibly end up playing with a Japanese band?
It's a really long story.
Well, I guess you'll have to come back and tell us again.
But Josh has even,
yeah,
you know,
Josh, it says
a better
Josh
Japanese story.
5 years?
Yeah, I was in Japan, Tokyo for like 5 years.
Wow.
I played in a band called UFO out there, and a band called Angry Penguin Robo.
That's a very Japanese name.
They're still around. They're good.
And Kurt, you've been around, too.
Yeah, but I haven't been to Japan, so my catchphrase in this band is that Chris Farley quote, "Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese." Hachi-ju-hachi.
Right, but you lived
that's all
in,
I got.
You lived in China.
I did. I lived in China, so I'm kind of cooler because I actually spent 4 years in Asia, whereas they kind of only were there for a little while. So, but it wasn't Japan. Sorry.
Well, hey, China's the big one.
Well, you know, yeah. No, yeah. China's the hot button, man.
He thinks he's so much better because he speaks Chinese instead of Japanese.
Oh.
I don't speak Japanese.
Band rivalry. What can I say?
We it's just worse played than a song sibling. Called So American, and we're talking about Asia.
Right.
Worse than sibling rivalry, dude.
But the drummer, Matt, he's man. Also been around. He hasn't left the country, but he has
well,
lived
I mean,
in
the
six
only
states.
Person who has not lived abroad. I studied abroad for a month back in college, but that doesn't technically count as living abroad for several years.
But the your bio says you lived in six states in 6 years. Are you on the run? Or
he's a fugitive.
Are you an alias?
Pretty much, yeah. I started out...
Harrison Ford, the fugitive.
Yeah, I haven't found yet.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care. No, I started out in North Carolina where I grew up. Then I lived in Austin.
One arm. He's the one. Wait a minute. He's a one-arm drummer. Oh my gosh! one-armed man.
Oh, you guys are having way too much fun here.
Oh, man, who would have thought?
Yeah, we're going to have to get some more music out of you guys. You're having too much fun.
Okay, thank you, guys. Oh, let's no more covers.
Happy Blue?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Happy Blue.
Happy Blue. Because we're so happy right now.
That's right.
Sure. One, two, three.
Oh, I keep skipping past the gate.
Shout out to John, Howard, and Laura, who've written on Facebook. They're listening in, and they say it sounds really good.
Thanks, John and Laura. Yeah,
and cool. Howard, too.
Oh, Howard.
Thanks, Howard.
Got to get them all.
Got to get Howard, man.
All right. Now, if everybody's listening up, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Hit Society?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Josh, you're better at this media stuff.
You can search for us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/hitsociety. We have a webpage. It's hitsocietymusic.com. Mm-hmm. And come to one of our shows and just say hi. That's a good way to contact us.
Don't be scared. We're pretty friendly.
You've got a show Halloween week on October 27th in Oahu?
Owasso.
Yeah, but that's actually...
mispronounced that.
Yeah, how do you spell it, though? It's
Owosso. It's near, like... Lansing?
But it's a Lansing town. It's like a party we're playing for.
It's halfway between Flint and Lansing.
Bam.
Bam. Right. Margera.
From that Johnny Knoxville TV show.
Yeah.
Bam. What's his last name? Bam.
Margera.
Yeah. Margera. He's going to be hosting the party we're playing at. So
all right.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So are you dressing up that night, or are you just playing the band?
I don't know. What should I be? Do you want me to I'll dress up. What should I be? Any suggestions?
I think I'm going to dress up like Brianne.
Yeah.
Brianne, dress up like Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do well in suits, though. Like oh, dress up, you mean like as a costume?
Yes.
Oh, see, I thought you meant wear a suit.
Who am I going as?
Gumby.
All right.
I don't do good in a bow tie, but I might do better like dressed up as like the axe murderer or something.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Or like a pumpkin.
I don't mean to throw these things out at you.
You could be Jack the Pumpkin King, and I could be Sally.
I like
can it be the little dog, the little ghost dog?
Yeah. They'll put a red nose on you.
I like the more innocent, harmless characters.
Jack's
a great character.
I'd be a
Just
bad
don't
Snow
make
White,
him angry.
Though.
You never know what's going to come through at Halloween time. So
nope.
No, you never know.
But they will be the Pixies this Saturday night.
so far as we know, yes, sir.
All right.
At PJ's Lager House, one of our favorite places
yeah.
to
yeah, we love
see live music.
Oh, ours, too. We love the Lager House.
All
they have
right,
a great
well.
Burrito, too.
Oh, the rock and roll burrito.
You got to try the menu out.
I'm hungry.
And the way they cook that burger medium.
They have Faygo in glass bottles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's true.
That's my favorite part about it.
Yeah,
it's true.
I didn't know that.
Yes. All right. The Lager House. But why don't we get some more music? Because this is all about the Hit Society, not about where you're playing. It's
yeah.
about you guys.
Sure. Yeah, we got a couple more for you guys. Just working it down in order. Okay.
Nervosa,
the song is called Nervous
Nervosa.
Nelly. Sorry, every single one of our songs ends like really abruptly, so you have no chance to start talking.
That's okay. We got everything under control here. In fact, have you got any music available for people to listen to?
Yeah, actually, we do. We've got a couple of things you can do. Bandcamp. You go to bandcamp.com/hitsociety.
No, it's hitsociety.bandcamp.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hitsociety.bandcamp.com.
And we have the album up. We just did that with Jim Diamond back in February. We have it for free for just like a limited time. So
you can grab it on the internet, yeah, on Bandcamp, and our name is Hit Society, HitSociety.
Okay. We just got a message here from for Kurt, actually. It says, Kevin says you sound like Art from Everclear. And that's a good thing.
Well, tell him that he sounds like... No, I'm just kidding. Kevin, I have an advantage here, buddy. I can talk to you, but you can't talk back to me.
Don't test him. Don't test
All
him.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
You'll have to get him after the show.
I actually love Everclear. That's a serious compliment for me.
Well, good.
Yeah, he says that. He said it was a good thing.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. That's awesome. I'm not worthy of that compliment.
Well, you had a CD out, the one with the red cover and the girl with the waving a flag or doing something.
Yeah, she was doing something. I don't know.
It looked like something from the Communist Party.
Yeah, that was actually it was in a book. Jim Diamond had a book of like all this kind of Chinese propaganda. Propaganda stuff, and that was in there. And so we
were inspired by the surroundings.
Yeah, we were looking through that during the mixing. So
I do like that cover.
Thank you.
Oh, really? Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
In fact, is that still available?
Yeah, well, we're sold out of them.
It could probably become available, but for now, if you like the picture, you can just put it on your desktop from the Bandcamp, and you can download the music.
All right, well, I'm going to hang on to my copy then.
It's become
available. So you got a couple other shows coming up. Where's that paper?
Right.
Quite possible. Yeah.
There more than that? Yeah, we do.
You've got a big show at Christmas time. I like this. The title of it is The Family Show. You've got the Hit Society, the Hand Grenades, Stephen Schmidt, the Ashleys, and Patrick Davey and the Ghost. You guys are all playing together a holiday party at PJ's Lager House in December.
That is correct.
All right. Maybe we can get somebody in. I don't think we've got bookings.
And that is my birthday show.
Oh, so
birthday bonanza.
So all Wednesday night it's Brianna's at the Loving Touch, and in December they'll be celebrating Matt's birthday at the Lager House. Guys, you guys have a party everywhere you go.
We like to think that.
Yeah, the party sometimes follows us. So
we bring the party.
There you go. That's right.
You'd be surprised when we try to leave how many people try to pile in our car just to keep partying.
All right. Well, I've been there at those shows, and you guys do party hard.
You have.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. Yep. It was a lot of fun when you came.
Well, you mean it's not a lot of fun every time?
Well, it was especially fun when you came.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, why don't we just keep some music going? And what have you got for us next?
I believe a song called Toxic, which is not a cover. Which is not a Britney Spears cover.
No, it's not. As much as we think we're going to do our own.
We may change the name. Thanks. The song is called Toxic. So kind for affecting me, so divine for electing me. Just sit down, cause it's not major. What I say is what I waste. You're so kind, wash my hands. So
Hit Society right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Oh.
I do want to just say one thing. This is out of the framework of the Live Drive at 5, but people on Facebook right now are commenting about you. But the Tigers are winning 4-0 right now.
Oh, really? So.
Go Tigers.
All right.
Awesome.
How about them Tigers?
I'm not a real big baseball fan, but what the heck.
Hey, you know, any bit helps, man.
That's right.
That's right.
Anything positive about Detroit.
Well, hey, anything will get you guys up and excited, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. Well, we're really happy to have you back in here because I know the last time you came we had some problems and you didn't get a full set, and we have some new members. So
yeah, I'm glad that about that.
Yeah, it worked out well.
but Ricky's my good friend, and I love him. So
we had this is really good to be back, though. We really enjoyed it last time.
And, so thank you very much.
Yeah, this is an awesome studio, and
well, and
we're having
and
a blast.
For great Brianna, time. I think me and Margaret were at your first show with them at the Lager House.
I think it was my second show.
Only your second show. Well,
but it was one of my first.
It was an exciting show. You do,
I remember
you do
that.
Just
it was a good
fine.
We have bragging rights, but
yeah.
In fact, but they could all come and see you down at the Lager House this Saturday as the Pixies.
That's right. This Saturday at the Lager
House. One time only.
And Laura from the White Shag, you said, is going to be joining you?
Yeah,
that's right.
She is playing Kim Deal for us.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't be there. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, at least you got a good cover for you.
Yeah,
so, hey.
She'll do great.
Laura is always real good.
She is. It's definitely true.
All right. Well, what else have you got here today? We got 15 minutes left?
I think we have one or two left.
Yeah. Well, looking at the set list, you got a couple. So
Yeah. Oh, we can fill it up.
You will. Because you're the Hit Society.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to hit it?
We're ready to hit it.
You want to feel pain? Listen to the radio. Copy what it says. Make it all go away. No one hears you now. No one ever will. Just see what it takes. Whatever it takes.
as it slowly fades away.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, I want to remind people next week they can see you guys as yourself at next Wednesday at the Loving Touch.
Yes, the Loving Touch. We're really excited about that show. You should definitely come hang out with us for that night. We love hanging out in Ferndale, and it seems like lately we've had better chances to do that, so I would love to see anyone come out on Wednesday for the Loving Touch show, and it'll
and
be
you mentioned
birthday.
That was a no cover.
It's free.
Free
Absolutely
show?
Absolutely free.
And you, awesome guys, you guys are the headliners.
We are.
And Super Bomb. We haven't seen them yet.
They're really good. That's with Brandon Fry. Isn't that from Factory Girls as well?
Okay.
So they're really good.
Okay.
I've seen them a few times.
And Patrick Davey and the Ghost is sitting in.
They'll also be on the set, but it'll be Brianna's birthday, and you guys are the headliners.
It's,
so
it's actually Brianne, just so
oh,
you know.
Brianne.
Oh, Brianna Banana.
Brianne.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Brianne Flakes.
Brianne Flakes. They're great.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, but that'll be a great show, though, honestly, and we would seriously love for anyone who heard us here today, let us know, and we'll high-five you and give you a big hug.
Yeah, I'll give you a birthday hug.
And all even right. If you don't like our music, we're still fun to party with, so.
Yeah.
That's what saves us at the end of it. No, I'm just kidding.
Our personalities really help us out.
That's right, and they do rock real hard.
My personality.
I know.
Yeah.
I tell you.
I know. What would we do without them?
What would you do without them? If you didn't have those personalities, you'd just have to play music.
Yeah.
Our music probably wouldn't be as good then.
It's true. Yeah. You guys work well together.
Just kind of like listening to the CD, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Cool. Do we have time to do a couple more?
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes.
I think we got like
okay, cool.
10 minutes left.
Sweet. You guys can see the clock. I can't.
All right.
You can turn around.
And we really would like to thank our manager, Lee Majors,
oh,
as well.
Right.
He's a major league player.
$6 million man. Yeah.
Definitely. He's been a big supporter of the Motor Live Drive and brought several bands in. But
yes, we love Lee. Yeah. And in all seriousness,
Lee Majors, great.
His name spelled backwards is Eel, yeah. And mine is Truck. So together we're the Eel Truck.
All right.
So that's a deep thought, man. Come
yeah.
on.
No, I got,
it has
I
a lot to do with everything. I mean, think about it. It's like
everything.
Very existential.
My name backwards doesn't mean anything.
There you go.
This Must song is called Annihilate, since we had brought it over that conversation.
We annihilated it.
Ah! See the way that you were. But so it really matters now. Cut it out, cut it out. Let it go. Thought you had a problem then. Take it out on me. Take it out on me. Getting wasted every time you're out and party on, party on, party on. All right.
Annihilate.
Are you trying to annihilate
the
two guys?
I think at the end, the screamer starts.
I hit the
screaming.
Wrong switch.
We're talking about annihilation there.
I know.
Well, as long as you don't annihilate the studio, we'll be all right.
Then we get our job done right.
Yeah. Now, one last thing. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you again?
Well, you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/hitsociety. Mm-hmm. You can definitely come hang out with us at our shows. We would definitely love that. That's probably the best thing you can possibly
just
do.
Come and talk straight to
meet us
to
this weekend at Lager House on Saturday and
or
Wednesday next week.
Or.
And then you can grab our music on Bandcamp. Hitsociety.com.
Okay, what's available there?
Bandcamp.
Have you got individual songs or you got a whole album? Or?
Yeah,
the whole album's up.
Yeah, you can get the whole album for free, right?
The first album, yeah.
For
we were actually playing a lot of the new stuff today.
Yeah.
But,
so if you want to hear those, then you got to come to our shows.
Yeah.
And that was that was a good rhyme.
I like to rhyme.
If you want to hear those, you got to come to our shows.
That's good.
I'm not one for poetry or prose.
I'm going to have to write
that
down.
There's one thing that I do know. I sure get a kick out of that. It's a society show. Do we have time to play one more? Or
we have like 6 minutes left.
Yeah, we could do.
Yeah,
one
that's
more
than enough time.
Yeah, I mean, our songs are like a minute and a half long anyway. So.
But this one's 10, so we're gonna cut it short.
Okay, and let's cut this one in half, guys.
I think Lee's bringing you out a message. No? Oh.
He's just bugging
us. He just wants to say hi. He misses us.
You can come join in on the fun, Lee.
Come on. No, here. No, come here. Come here. Get in here.
Yeah,
man.
Come on over,
Lee.
Come on.
Hey, don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy.
This message is brought to you by Lee Majors.
I saw a picture of you guys the other night down at the Lager House with the gang. It was posted on Facebook with Lee.
Oh, he snuck into a picture.
He likes to photobomb a lot.
I have to give it up for Lee. Lee Majors is one guy he actually knows how to manage people. He really takes care of his bands. He makes sure everything's good for him, and he really does a good job.
Yes,
that is
does.
For darn sure.
So, got to give it up for him. Now, Lee, get out of there.
Yeah, back,
no, stick
back
around,
back.
Man.
No.
You weren't going to play cowbell for this one? Oh.
Well, what are you going to finish up your set with today?
I guess we're going to do an oldie but a goodie. Well, oldie for us, because this is the song we've been playing the longest, but don't care, right? Is that
what
we're
going
to do? We haven't played this in ages. This
we're going to play the song called Don't Care, and we're going to do it like we don't even care.
Whoa.
We're like honey badgers. We don't care.
Yeah, the song's called Don't Care.
Faster now.
Thank you.
The Hit Society, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, where are you going to be tomorrow?
Not tomorrow.
You're gonna be, where are you going to be Saturday?
Tomorrow's Friday.
How about Saturday?
Saturday, Loggerhouse.
PJ's Loggerhouse.
Well, I can tell you where we'll be on Friday, though. Probably doing a rehearsal.
Okay. I have a wedding tomorrow night.
Oh. All right, but I want to remind people next week here on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we've got Ryan Delahaye. Right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Thanks for coming in, fellas. We had a real cool show. Any last words for our audience out there?
Thanks for listening, and thanks for having us again.
Yeah, thank you so much for everything.
Just thanks so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater right here on WHFR.
This is Dearborn. WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves. ¶¶